Hello, wonderful, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. And today is extra special as wonderful Janet is celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday, Janet. Welcome here. And we are sharing about little everyday joys. And it's sort of a question. When you walk your path, do you take time to smell and appreciate the roses and the flowers along your path, or are you just focused on your aim and want to get there as fast as possible? I appreciate, and it's always a joy to be with you, Janet. Thank you.
Oh, Caroline, it always is a joy. We love this, don't we? It really does brighten up my Tuesday morning, us coming together. I mean, this is definitely something. I mean, when we were looking for a topic this week, it sort of came to me. I was out for another friend's birthday was recently, and I took her to pick some wildflowers because she likes, like me, flower arranging and likes flowers. So I thought it'd be a cool, different thing to do. And it was such a lovely thing to really have that. It was a beautiful summer's day, field full of variety of different flowers and the colours and the ambiance. It was just lovely. And it was just nice, relaxed, picking the flowers and enjoying the moment. And then I left her back to her house and I said, send me a picture when you do your arrangement. I'll send you a picture when I do mine. And it was really nice to see how different our displays were. And it was just the simple joy, the simple pleasure of being able to do that. And I know that was a little bit special, but it is important to start to become aware because I see people, I mean, we all do, who are in that sort of rush, rush, rush mode. Even when I'm out walking the dog in the morning, there's people out running. And they're so fixated on their run. They've got their headphones on and they're focused on their run. And they're obviously trying to, you know, reach a certain time or whatever they're trying to do. And it's like they're just running past like the sea. And sometimes, you know, particularly at the moment, it's so calm, it's so lovely, it's so therapeutic. And they're run, 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 and the sweat's coming off them. And I go, they're not really taking the time to actually, you know, enjoy where they are. And I just think, I mean, obviously with the dog, you know about the dog walks, you're going at a different pace. You've stopped with them because they stopped to smell something or look something or say hello to a dog or say hello to something. And it never is a rush job. Even when you need to get back, you can't rush it. And it's just then it's a good thing because it slows me down. It slows me down to be able to start to take the time to notice things. Like we have a bit of a wild area and it's got some amazing wild flowers in it. And it's just, it is the little things. What about you, Caroline? What little things kind of make your heart sing?
Yeah, it starts with, just having a cup in peace and quiet. And I so appreciate that, because you're usually running, checking what the kittens are doing, the dog, everything, but just that moment of peace, that moment of calm. And yeah, and I think it happens when we're in the moment. When we stop thinking about, oh, I have to do this, I have to, prepare for that or plan and everything. But when we are truly in the moment and then we see a flower or then we can appreciate everything. And it's those simple things or just, like probably if the dog is, we went up the mountains on Sunday and just seeing her roll over in the snow and having so much fun with the snow, our golden with the fur. It's too hot at the moment, so she just loved it. And moments like this, when you can sort of giggle or your heart fills with joy, or when the kittens get into their shenanigans, or play together, or I created a box, and I put things inside and they can sort of dig it out, but they can be, 10, 15 minutes at it. And it's just too hilarious. Just be there and observe and watch and smile with your heart and soul, and it lights it up. And it's those, precious moments, or especially now when it's so hot in the morning, when it's still agreeable, warm, going out and walking barefoot on the grass and just taking that in and calming myself, or doing a meditation or connecting to the angels. It's just those precious moments. This morning I read in bed, and then I really realized my heart was opening up, and I just took a moment to just breathe it in, and I felt, yeah, this is the state, that just being present and this so joyful, and I stopped reading and I dived into this feeling of just tenderness around my heart, of that glowing. And these are just precious, precious moments. And I think it's the same as a mom, when my first child was born, it was sort of like, oh, when can they walk? Nap is everything. And another mom then told me, it's just a phase. And I was, he won't be teething for the rest of his life. It's just a phase. But sometimes it's sort of, I can't wait till. And then we're not living in the moment and we don't take that in. And so much happens in a child's life the first year, the first step, the first tooth, the first everything. And yeah, it's like if we're focusing on them graduating from university, we miss all that. And sometimes I feel life can pass us by when we don't appreciate those little things. Just a flower, or like we talked in spring, just seeing blooms everywhere and just appreciating that and finding the joy in it. Or if anyone who has seen a sunrise or a sunset, I think that's sort of that. Just a reminder to just be in awe and just breathe, just be there, because it's just like just so beautiful. It really speaks to your heart and soul.
I totally agree with you. Last night is where we had a walk because it was very hot here, and we took the dog out later and down by the seafront. There was a beautiful sunset over the end of our pier. And it was just, it is, it's a golden, it's like golden magic. It was absolutely beautiful. And it was lovely to see families on the beach and people in swimming and enjoying it. And it really made me feel good that people are out doing these things as well, because there's so much going, others noise going on in the world, that it's nice to see people exactly that, being in the moment, being that mindfulness of starting to sort of become aware of, what you have right now, that present. Isn't that what they always say? The present, the gift of the present is very, very important. As you say, I've wasted too much time worrying about the past, about all the things that held me back and all the things that I thought, oh, if only I could change, but you can't change it. And worrying about all of the things in the future, about this, that, and what happens, what if. And now, and I really do put it down to sort of, being with you, Caroline, but also the dog. I mean, they live in the moment. They live in the moment. And she really kind of is my anchor to the right now. I mean, even this morning, she woke me up and it was really sweet. She came up and she was like, she sniffed sort of around my hair, and then she started licking my face to sort of say, "Come on, mommy. It's birthday day, get up." Really sweet. But Yeah, it has made a huge difference in my life, and it is important to start to become aware of the little things. Like it can be, just laughing with a friend. It can be, a favorite bit of music comes on and you feel like dancing. Why not dance? If that's, back in your day, you used to hit the dance floor and you loved that bit of music. There's lots and lots of different things. When we start to look into it every day, as you say, your cuppa. For me, it's my first cup of coffee in the morning. I need that. But on a really cold, wintry day, I love coming in and having a cup of tea. So, there's just different things that we just love. I love a freshly laundered bed, and everything has to be ironed. I spend so much time ironing, but because I love getting into freshly laundered sheets that are ironed. I know other people that don't bother because it's not their thing, but it is for me. There's the garden. I mean, I do need to spend a bit more time in my garden, but it really brings me so much joy seeing the plants growing, the colors, the smells. I have a moon gate, this sort of round structure, and I have jasmine over it. And particularly in the summer evenings, when you walk through, you get a very subtle, soft aroma of the jasmine, and it is just magnificent. It just is so lovely. And maybe you can hear, I have seagulls as well because I live near the coast. And at the start, they used to drive me nuts. Now I just appreciate that they're just part of living on the coast and they don't bother me anymore. I hear them in the morning doing their squawky squawks, and I go, oh, that's the seagulls. And then I go back to sleep.
Good morning, dears.
So, and I mean, doggy barks, she runs mad and barks at things, and that's just part of it. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's also about accepting the things, and then appreciating it. I mean, for me, it was the same. I mean, when we had Leo, our cat that passed in April, the litter box is in my bathroom. And of course, whenever I changed there, you had litter pebbles on your shoes or socks or sole of your feet, and sort of annoying, And of course, after he passed, I missed that. I truly missed that because it made clear he's no more. And now, whenever I see litter across my face, it opens my heart as okay, good. They are here, they are alive, that's part of me. And yeah, it's sometimes you just shift your perspective, and yeah, it's even as a mom, it's sort of the constant nagging, cuddling, hanging on you, and then they're off to school. Then it's sort of like, oh, you missed that. And beforehand you felt sort of, can't I go on the toilet on my own? Can't I have a bit of space? And then afterwards it's gone. And you say, so you miss it. It's just appreciating and yeah, having the little joys and taking the time. Like you said, for me, it's not being too focused on, yeah, when you walk on your end goal. It's like when you go hiking, you can just go up mountain peak, that's your goal. You just go up. I mean, I wouldn't go this fast, but go there. But it's sort of about wondering and appreciating and seeing the trees and the animals and looking at the sky and taking a minute to take a sip and going on. And I think that's what life is too. Like you said, some people they just rush through, and haven't lived. Or haven't appreciated or taken the moment to be. And yeah, we never know what their purpose is in life. Maybe that's what they need to experience, and that's okay. For me, I know it's more about the little things along the path, you know, appreciating the flowers along my path and taking time and not rushing somewhere. I mean, sometimes we are stressed, we are rushed, we have to get there. Like grocery shopping is something I really don't love so much. And then it's sort of like, get in the store, get your things, pay, get home, put it all away. And then sort of like, okay, take that off. It's done. I could, of course, sometimes I look at the vegetables. Oh, wow. Great vegetables, you know, the colors or that, or this will inspire me. It's different. But yeah, it's appreciating the flowers along your path, the little ones, and sometimes even weed bloom lovingly. You know, I think sort of like I think it's called dandelions, you know. Some see it as weeds and some see it as medicine, or some just see it as a wish flower. It's just beautiful. And I appreciate the yellow. It's just the brightest yellow
Right.
in spring. So it's a thing of perception. It's a thing of taking time to be living in the moment. Of course, we are human. We can't do that all the time. But remembering to coming back to the present moment, to your heart and soul, and finding the joy or seeing the joy in things. And of course, for me, I realized it works better when I slept well. When I'm overtired, when too much is going on, somehow I don't have the energy, even though it would be the great thing to do, to appreciate the moment. Then it's sort of like just getting through the day.
Yeah, I mean it is about, and it is a bit of a practice. I know that when I've suffered with like depression and stuff, when things felt really heavy and dark, I mean, starting to just start to look and find those little moments in the day that were like my little sparkles. I said that earlier. It was like, you know, little sparkles to brighten up the day. And when you look for them, you can find them. And as you said, the word appreciation, that was funny enough, that was a word that really sprung into my mind as well, is appreciating the little things. Because so many people, and particularly the way our society's geared up, is all about sort of trying to sell you something that you probably don't need. And it's about appreciating what you do have. Because, you know, I'm very fortunate that I've got this lovely little sort of studio space den, little summer house that, you know, my husband's created for me, and it's brilliant that I've got this space and it's in the garden, so I also get to enjoy the garden. And you know, I know I'm very, very fortunate that all the things that I have in my life, but even when you don't have a lot, there are things that you can be grateful for. There's always, you know, something. There's always something. If you look hard enough, you will find it. And if it's, you know, looking at your children and hearing their laughter, their smile, their hug, it's that warmth, that being hugged by somebody you love. You know, there's a lot of things in life that are great joy bringers that are free. You know, a walk by the coast is free. You know, to go for a swim here, some days you don't want to. But like at the moment, the water's clear, so it's lovely to go in that's free. You know, the evening sky, the sunsets, the sunrises, you know, walking past other people's gardens and they're gorgeous, you know, you can enjoy all of that. And it doesn't cost you anything. And that's what I think is important as well, that even if you don't feel you have anything, you actually have a lot. And it's just starting to look for that.
And it's about the gratitude as well. It's all intermingled, isn't it?
Yes.
And just meeting a friend or coffee. You don't have to go out. You can bring your own or meet at a friend's home and taking the time, appreciating your friends. And yeah, it's truly little things, sun, clouds, or what I used to do as a child. I was going to school in a tram, sort of a, I don't know how you call that in English.
Tram, yes.
And when it was raining, I observed, you have then the raindrops sort of run down the windows. And then I always followed one raindrop and saw how it collected other raindrops, and went down. And I think that brought me back into the moment, having things that you can sort of focus on, like following that raindrops or observing the clouds, how they move, or seeing what they could be,
Yes.
and just having fun and taking the time. You do it for yourself because that's, yeah, what life is. And like you said, taking a walk, I mean, maybe sitting next to a tree, hugging a tree, seeing someone else's garden and just seeing how beautiful they are. Or even here, some people have vegetable gardens. Wow, oh yeah, that's in season, right? Wow, look at those zucchinis, courgettes, however you call them. And it's just really amazing. And I think sort of, wow. And just seeing what Earth is providing us with. Or, when I walked past, you see the cherry flowers and then the cherries, and I thought, wow, this is great. From the flower or from that bare tree in winter, then comes those abundance of fruit and eating the fresh fruit, and yeah, I think even that can be so joyful, smelling, tasting, appreciating the food in winter when it's sort of a warming stew or something, or in summer, those crisp leaves, it's just perfect, or a drink. And yeah, like you said, it doesn't, it for me, I always looked for the big thing, when I have this or when this happens, sort of like 2,000 sparkling stars or something, then life is good. But life is good right now. And like you said, just finding the time to see and appreciate and the joyful moments, because over a day, we collect so many joyful moments. They are so big all together. So stop looking for the big thing. Start looking for the small things and collect those joys in your heart. Bring it forward into your life and light up your soul. Right, Janet?
Absolutely. If they make your heart and soul sing, yeah, they're collecting those, as you said, the little sparkles, and they sort of help to light you up to shine. And also from an energetic perspective, they really charge. Anything that brings joy is a massive charge to your energetic system. And it just clears so much of them the negativity away as well. So there is that positive influence from it. And it is worth making the effort. It doesn't really take anything. You just have to start going, oh, or, oh, I had, bumped into a friend and we had a nice chat. And oh, that was really nice. And it's just those little moments and just being aware and taking it in. As you sort of say, it's like building up a little sort of sparkly, joyful,
Pressure box.
heart and soul. Exactly that. And I know that it's kind of completely changed my perspective on things and has really helped me to reconnect with a more joyful and soulful way of living. And for that, I give so much thanks, because I missed it before. It was always, as you sort of say, you're trying to achieve something, you're trying to keep up with and comparing yourself with other people, and particularly with sort of in the business world as well, when you're trying to do, your little business, it's really hard, and you get drawn into that instead of actually sort of focusing on, yeah, I'm doing it my way, and I'm proud that I've created a course that I think is really great, and I put it out into the world, and let's see, we do this podcast and we share our thoughts and insights and feelings, and we put this out into the world and hoping that it will touch some lives. So yeah, all good.
It is, it is. And for me, it's still sort of like everyday chores, cleaning the litter box, feeding the wolves, hoovering, and all these kind of things can feel sort of, oh gosh, not again. But then when you think, okay, now I have a clean home, or oh, look at how the cats enjoy their food, or oh, walk with the dog. Not every day I feel it's like, oh, again, but when I'm out there, it's just like, oh, it's great. We can sort of switch that and enjoy our everyday life, and feel good about ourselves, our lives, and lead a soulful life with a heart so full and shining.
Absolutely. I think that's the main thing. We're sort of our light worker roles are to shine. And I had somebody recently sort of go, "What is a light worker?" And I tried to explain what it was. And then there seemed to be a lot of negativity about it. And I thought, these people don't get it. There was sort of like a group, women's business group. And I was, trying to get across what it means to me, because it is a personal thing and it's a calling. And they were going, "Oh, it doesn't make sense. It's somebody who's not prepared to do work. It's all airy fairy." And I thought, "Oh, well, that's your opinion, that's your perspective." And I was thinking, "Oh, you're just not in the right that space yet." It's because there's a lot of things still in that masculine energy of push, push, push. And it's nice, sort of, I feel it's nicer to be in this more feminine energy of just more enjoying and nurturing.
Absolutely. And that's our path. We never know. And I think that's for me sometimes I realized everybody has their path.
Yes.
It's sort of like I spoke to a friend and she's vegan and I appreciate that and absolutely perfect. And then she said, oh, I have others in the group. They're just vegetarians. They're not there yet. I think sort of everybody to their own.
Yes, yeah, you're right.
It's for us, we are light workers. We finally feel our calling. We finally think like, okay, our purpose is to just bring that light and elevate the world, everybody with it. And some people are not here to experience that. And that's just, for me, it was then easier. I didn't have to go out there rescuing everybody, but just be the lighthouse, share the light, and whoever wants to come into this harbor, there's the light, and that's easier. Then you don't carry the burden on your shoulders, and everybody has their own experiences, and it's not like we don't have to convince them. This is just our way, and even if they can't acknowledge it, we keep sharing our light, and the people that need to see it will find it. And even today, I asked the angels while I was really in that really beautiful open heart space. I said, so, yeah, angels, just let the perfect clients know that I'm here, without me having to go out there to find them. I said, so, actually, that's the way, let people get drawn into my light and not having to convince people that they need the light, because we never know what they need, you know?
Exactly. I like that actually. I like the analogy of the lighthouse actually. And I mean, it is, again, these are the little joy things of also learning and growing and developing. And along our path, you know, we'll still say we are a work in progress. We don't know it all. I don't think anyone ever does. It's just your path, absolutely. So
Yeah,
yeah.
and like you said, light work is such general term, and you see it your way, I see it my way. We all have our nuances, like we all have our own kind of soul purpose here on earth. And I don't know what yours is, what your calling is. I hardly know mine, you know. It's sort of because, yeah, you go one step at a time, and I know we're on a similar path. That's great because we get together, and if people are here drawn to our light, please let us know. We're happy to chat with you, or just contact us via email. My gorgeous birthday friend Janet Groom, you can find at janetgroom.com, and my name is Caroline Palmy, and you can find me at carolinepalmy.com, and you can contact us through our website. I know for many, I never like to be on a chat because I always felt like they're already drawn me in halfway, and then I can't say no to whatever they offer. And we won't do that because we just want a heartfelt, soulful chat with you for you to figure out whether we are the right person for you. But I also understand if you just rather send an email, and that's fine too.
Exactly. And you know, we also invite you to share with us that any of the little small joys that you find in your day today or in the next few days, please share them with us, because it's always really lovely to hear from our audience, our viewers, our listeners, you know, what's going on with you and how our podcast that or an episode, you know, touches your lives. We would love to hear from you. So thank you.
Indeed, and feel free to share with your friends and families because there are so many episodes out there, so many gorgeous topics, and we know people love to hear more about those topics as well. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Janet, for making time on your gorgeous birthday. I wish you a most wonderful day and a wonderful year ahead with many heart, soul, joyful moments every day, as you can see more and more little sparkle of joy throughout your day.
Love it. Thank you. Love and light blessings, everyone, to you too.